This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces rescued a hostage found alone underground in Gaza, freeing a living captive from Hamas's vast tunnel network for the first time since the October 7th attack that ignited the war. The 52-year-old Israeli man was taken Tuesday to a hospital in Israel where members of his large Arab family gathered around his bedside in a joyful reunion. The rescue brought a rare moment of relief to Israelis after a 10-month war, but also served as a painful reminder that dozens of hostages are still in captivity as international mediators try to broker a ceasefire in which they would be released. U.S. President Joe Biden's top Middle East advisor on Tuesday held talks in Doha with senior Qatari leaders on the ongoing efforts to complete the ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. That's according to a U.S. official who was not authorized to comment publicly on the matter. White House senior advisor Brett McGurk's talks with Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin al-Thani came after the Prime Minister's Monday visit to Tehran to meet with Iran's president. Working-level negotiations on a Gaza ceasefire deal are expected to resume in Doha on Wednesday. Russia has fired dozens of missiles and drones across Ukraine for a second day. Ukraine's president says some were shot down by Western-supplied F-16 fighter jets before they reached their targets. It is the apparent first use by Ukraine of the F-16s to shoot down a missile. The Russian onslaught killed five people and destroyed some critical infrastructure in multiple regions. That has prolonged power outages and sweltering heat. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has renewed calls for the U.S. to lift restrictions and let Ukraine strike deep inside Russia. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader has opened the door to renewed negotiations with the United States over his country's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei told its civilian government on Tuesday that there was no harm in engaging with its enemy. Khamenei's remarks set clear red lines for any talks taking place under the government of reformist president. And Khamenei renewed his warnings that Washington was not to be trusted. But his comments mirror those around the same time of Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The agreement saw Tehran's nuclear program greatly curtailed in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions. Then President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew the United States from the deal in 2018. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is sitting down with CNN this week for her first interview since she launched her campaign after U.S. President Joe Biden withdrew his bid for re-election. She will be joined by her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, in an interview with Dana Bash in Savannah, Georgia. The interview will air at 9 p.m. Thursday Eastern Time. Harris has been criticized for not holding news conferences or granting interviews with news outlets since she announced her campaign on July 21st. That was the same day Biden stepped aside. Special counsel Jack Smith has filed a new indictment against former U.S. President Donald Trump after his efforts to undo the 2020 presidential election. It keeps the same criminal charges but narrows the allegations against him following a Supreme Court opinion conferring broad immunity on former presidents. The new indictment removes a section of the indictment that dealt with Trump's interactions with the Justice Department, an area for which the Supreme Court in a 6-3 opinion said Trump was entitled to immunity from prosecution. The stripped-down criminal case represents a first effort by prosecutors to comply with the Supreme Court opinion. The former Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin has been charged with sedition over a speech he made that allegedly mocked the country's previous king. He led Malaysia from March 2020 until August 2021. And pleaded not guilty in a court in northeastern state, according to the charge sheet. He made the seditious remarks last month during a by-election campaign. Nine ethnic Malay state rulers take turns as Malaysia's king for 5-year terms under the country's rotating monarchy. The monarchy plays a largely ceremonial role but are revered by the nation's majority Muslims. Muhyiddin denied insulting the king and said his remarks about the country's politics were factual. Mexico's president says he has put relations with the United States and Canadian embassies on pause after two countries voiced concerns over proposed